Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today I've got a pretty cool episode that I want to put out in front of you guys. I'm calling it real estate horror stories, if you will. I've got three little short stories that I want to tell you guys about, because I know sometimes people have a distorted view of what it is to be a realtor, and I'll tell you some of the things that I've encountered that haven't really gone the way I thought they would. So the first person I want to talk about, I call this guy my renovation nightmare guy. I met a client. He came to me, wanted to do a fix and flip. It was going to be the first one that he ever did. So we found a house that was it was an estate. It was in pretty rough shape, but it was in a great neighborhood, and we got it for a great price. Purchased the house for $133,000. I always ask clients, when you're telling me you're going to do a fix and flip, do you have your people in place? Do you have your contractors in place? He said, yes, I've got everything lined up. He goes, I think I can turn this whole project over in 3 months, which if he did that, it would have been a tremendous win for him. This was interesting to me. The contractor that he was going to use was his wife's ex-boyfriend. Now, I'm not saying that's a terrible idea, but it's close, right? I mean, it's definitely close to a terrible idea. I love my wife. I know she had ex-boyfriends. None of them work at my company, right? I mean, I think that's there's not many things that will eliminate you from working at my company. That's on the list, though. Unfortunately, the wife's ex-boyfriend contractor fell through. He didn't do the job. Got paid to do some work that he didn't do. They had to hire multiple contractors then. It was hard to get them lined up. They had to do some of the work themselves. So obviously, it took this project a lot longer. And their holding costs, paying the taxes, paying the mortgage, while they were doing the renovation, kind of added up. It got carried away. So much so that it led to them needing to borrow money to finish the flip. So this flip that was supposed to take 3 months ended up taking 18 months to complete. Now, the one positive is we did sell that house for $276,000. So it was a nice win at the end. But if you're going to get into fix and flip, please make sure you have your contractors lined up first. You don't want to be renovation nightmare part two. Now, another little real estate horror story that I have for you. Sometimes home inspections, they can expose the perfect house, right? And I say this all the time. I think it's imperative, especially for first-time home buyers, to have a home inspection, because it's a couple dollars, a little bit of money you got to pay to have your home inspection done, but it can save you tens of thousands of costly repairs that you might not have been able to see without that home inspection. So on this particular home, the home did discover radon gas in the house. Fortunately, we were able to get the seller to put in a radon mitigation system, and we were able to move forward with that purchase. But it would have been a nightmare if they didn't have that home inspection. And the reason I tell that story, I had friends of mine who didn't use me as a realtor because they didn't want me to know about their finances, which I thought was interesting. But they used somebody else as a realtor, and they actually purchased a home from a realtor who did the fix and flip. They bought a house that was flipped, and it was flipped by a realtor. They were in the house for a few months when they started to notice certain things. It was a young couple. They didn't have any kids. They bought a 3-bedroom house. But one of the things that they noticed a few weeks after they moved in was that none of the electrical in bedroom 2 or 3 or the entire back of the house actually worked. The first time they went to use their dishwasher, they noticed that it wasn't connected to any plumbing. That was a tough one to find out. And all of these things would have been discovered had they had a home inspection done. But they trusted the seller's disclosure. And on the seller's disclosure, the seller listed, hey, we had electrical done by this company. We had plumbing done by this company. And when these folks, they called the companies and they said, hey, could you tell us about the job that you did here? They were shocked when they found out that both the electrician and the plumber said, hey, We provided estimates on that work, but we didn't actually do the work at that house. So there is an example of how a home inspection could have saved these guys thousands of dollars because they were left with the task of updating the electrical and replumbing certain parts of the house. It ended up being a huge repair bill that could have been avoided. Now, another horror story in real estate, I think we've all had these clients if you're in the business long enough, and that's unrealistic buyers and unrealistic sellers. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If your house is on the market right now and it's been on the market for a long time and it looks great and the pictures are wonderful and you're getting people to come out to see it, but you're not getting any offers, there's a really good chance that it's priced too high. So you have to have realistic expectations if you're selling your home as far as what it can sell for. A lot of times I go out as a realtor and I'll give people tips. Hey, if you want to get top value for this house, get rid of the Formica countertops, replace them with granite, get rid of the mismatched appliances and buy a set of stainless steel appliances. Pull up these old carpets, paint the walls. I'll give little pointers like that for people to get top dollar. If you don't want to fix any of those types of things, that's fine. You don't have to, but be prepared to negotiate down from your list price because the buyers of your house, they're going to see the same thing and they're going to want to do the same thing and they're going to need the money to do it. Now, as far as buyers are concerned, I tell people all the time, there's no more deals left, all right? And I shouldn't say it like that. I mean, I'm sure there are some somewhere. But what's the deal in today's market? The deal is you get to move in. You get the house, right? I mean, the days of seeing a house on the market for $250,000, if it's priced right, that's probably where you're going to end up, pretty close to that number. The days of putting an offer of $175,000 on a $250,000 home, they're gone. And if you want to go down that road, it's a losing venture. And another important thing for home buyers to consider, there's no such thing as the perfect house. Even when you build a house, you won't love every element of it. It's not possible, right? So if you're looking for the perfect house, you're probably going to keep looking for a really long time. Find a house that has a great footprint. Find a house that makes sense for you and your family. Customize it the way you want it after you purchase it, and you can make it the perfect house once you're there. So that's all for today. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. We'll hear another one soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.